Now it's time for 300 Villages. But instead of visiting a community this week, we're heading deep into the AK archives for an essay on what it's like to be an art model, bare naked, in front of a room of artists. Local writer Valerie Waldrop was an art model in college to pay the bills.
Nude is what it is called. Nude is artsy and sophisticated. But when I crumpled onto the small wooden platform, I was just plain old naked. And then when I crawled the several feet between me and my robe, I was even more naked. Apparently, I am told, from everyone I've ever told the story to, that if one stands with locked knees for too long, one faints. Apparently, everyone knows this. I wish I could say that collapsing onto a wooden platform while naked was the hardest thing that happened as an art model. It wasn't. Walking into the classroom for the first time, naked under my robe, was harder than pretty much anything else I've done. Wedding day? Easy. Childbirth? Pudding. Climbing mountains? Yon city. The classroom door had a small glass window that I could peer through. I saw them all in there, waiting. I had applied for the job. I had agreed to work. I did want the best-paying college job on campus, but I could not open the door. Staying behind the door meant I could still run away. I told myself it would be good for me. I tried to think of other things I did that were good for me, but scary, tweezing nose hairs, eating eggs without toast. I still couldn't open the door. I told myself that the artist didn't know me. After all, I was one of many models. I would act aloof. I would pretend experience. I would feign boredom. Oh, naked in front of strangers again. I opened the door. I walked in. I stepped up on the stage. There's the model, the instructor said. Let's make her feel welcome. It's her first time. I had been naked before. I was naked every day. In fact, I had even been naked in front of other people, a few. Sure, it was more like slinking naked in front of one person or dodging naked in front of another. I had never stood face on in front of 20, and certainly not face on in the bright daylight that streamed through the windows and surrounded by hot floodlights. Model, model, we're ready, the instructor said. My sweaty hand pulled the robe tie. My shoulders shrugged the robe off, and I tossed it over to the side. And then I stood there and didn't breathe. And I'm sure I didn't breathe for at least a couple of minutes. I did know that not breathing could cause fainting. So despite the thundering heartbeat in my ears, the cold sweat on my neck, and an intense need to urinate, I eventually took a breath. And then I modeled. Although the first time was quite traumatic, when I'm asked what the hardest part of the job was, it wasn't being bare naked. It was not moving. Unless one is getting paid to sit or stand or lie down motionless, I don't think one would ever try this. One pose could last for 45 minutes. Let's say it's a reclining pose, on my back, one arm down by my side, the other arm bent and resting across my forehead. The pose feels fine, for a minute. 3 minutes into it, my arm, resting on my forehead, becomes heavy. 5 minutes into it, my arm becomes the arm. 8 minutes, I begin to worry about nerve damage to the arm. Then I worry about nerve damage in the forehead. At 12 minutes, I'm certain the brain is at risk. 17 minutes, breathing, trying to stay calm. 21 minutes, trying to pretend I am somewhere else, somewhere without a log pressing on my forehead. 26 minutes, and I am walking on a white sandy beach. Breathe in, breathe out. 35 minutes, I'm sure I will quit. No job is worth brain damage. 42 minutes, and I think about tweezing my nose hair. 45 minutes, and the instructor says, "That will be all, model." And then using the arm that is still my arm to pry the arm that is a log off the forehead, and then placing the log next to the body, and then trying to get up, trying to pretend that it is easy to get up, stepping off the stage, numb, aloof, and bare naked. For AK, I'm Valerie Waldrop.
Valerie Waldrop is a former AK contributor who lives in Anchorage. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Annie Fite and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Josh Edge.